we obviously know that we haven't played to our potential the last few weeks, and every man on this team will stand for that. And we got to do a better job preparing this week and carrying over the preparation to the game and find ways to win.
How much do you think, I mean, the last time you played them, you ran the ball 55 times. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was reading some stories out of KC. They now have more film of how teams have approached you. I mean, how much are you guys running into that now where people are really adjusting to kind of that early success you guys had running the ball as much as you did, the way you did?
Well, I think that's the beauty of this game is, you know, you have to make adjustments every week. Offensively, we've been trying to make adjustments as far as how we, you know, game plan teams and how we think they're going to, you know, run certain defenses or schemes against us. So we got to come in, practice all our stuff, do what we do best, and if we have to adjust during the game, we'll make those adjustments.
You said do what you do best. Do you think you have to go back to being that power running team that passes off of it? I mean, I know maybe you don't want to run 55 times, but...
Yeah, that's our strength right now. Our front line has done an unbelievable job of run blocking, and we got, you know, three backs that, you know, Wilson and Gahey especially, that are able to run and explode for big plays, and Tim has done a good job too of carrying the ball. So, you know, we got to get back to running the football and making plays when they're in the air.
Jack, are you frustrated at all by your lack of production in the last couple of weeks? I mean, not was anything you did, but
yeah, I was frustrated in my own play. You know, this last month I'd say has been a tougher one for myself. Just, you know, whether it's drops or missed opportunities or things I haven't done well, I got to find a way, you know, to get out there and be able to make the big plays and be able to come up with the football once in the air.
Do you use that as motivation?
Definitely. You know, definitely got to. And you can't dwell on the past or, you know, be upset with or frustrated with how things have gone, but you move forward and you got to learn from it and try to use it as motivation.
There's two storylines this week, one playoffs, obviously, the other Orton. But from that Orton one, obviously, drama-wise, you know, you can't set it up better than that with Tebow versus him. But from a technical aspect, what do you think he can actually give them? I mean, is that overstated that he can help them in such a way that it will help them beat you guys?
Well, I think being, you know, with this team through training camp in the first couple of weeks of the season, obviously he knows, you know, what we ran early on, but we've made adjustments on both sides of the ball offensively. You know, there might be some things that he may try to give, whether protection or whatnot. But again, you know, we changed as a team, and that's something that we're not going to worry about. We're just going to do what we got to do to win that game next week.
Is the offense entirely different when Kyle was here under center? And
you know, a lot of the verbiage is the same. It's just, you know, obviously we've tried to change things to our strengths, and that's come with a lot of different stuff.
Eric, have people defended you differently over the last month, do you think?
I think on the back end we've seen different coverages now just because they're trying to find a way to stop the football and be able to stop our passing game, and that comes with, you know, different coverages, not just on myself, but, you know, through the whole back end, and we got to do a better job as receiver group of running to the spot and catching the ball once in the air and making those plays with the quarterback.
What do you anticipate the atmosphere being like Sunday?
It's going to be exciting. You know, I anticipate it to be a playoff-type game because that's how we're going to treat it. You know, this is a big game for us to make a step to the next postseason and, you know, make a run for that tournament. So we're excited for all the fans to come out and cheer for us.
Eric, have you guys talked to any of the vets? I mean, there's only been a few vets on this team that have actually been in the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, have you pulled the ear and say, you know, what do I need to do? What do we need to do about the playoff possibilities?
Well, I think the conversation is what we have to do to win this football game. And, you know, every guy's got to know what their responsibility is, what their job is, and make sure they execute it to the best of their ability. And that's how we're going to win the football game. And then when playoff talk can come after that, if, you know, we take care of a job this week.
Do you look at it more like what you guys have done than what the defenses have done the last 2 weeks? I mean, obviously the turnovers have been huge in both of those losses. I mean, do you credit teams making adjustments to you, or is it just your own mistakes, do you think?
I think it's both. You know, we played two hungry teams. You know, New England's a well-tested team. Buffalo was a hungry team, and we kept them, you know, hanging around. And we did have too many turnovers, and you can't put yourself behind the eight ball and try to play from behind when you're, you know, making mistakes like that, critical mistakes, especially teams-wise. We never had a game like that. We've always been pretty sound in that system, and the field position game, we got to get back to winning that. And I think, like I said, every man has got to look himself in the mirror and do a better job of executing his responsibility this week.